President Trump broke with a more than 40-year tradition of presidential candidates and presidents voluntarily releasing their tax returns. Trump said he can't release his returns because he's under audit. In the 1970s, President Richard Nixon began the practice of releasing the tax filings, even though Nixon himself was under federal audit at the time. Since then, every president has voluntarily released his tax returns. Democrats in the New York State Legislature say they'd like to make that practice mandatory, not voluntary, and believe they have the power to do it. Assemblyman David Buchwald, who's also a tax attorney, says the bill also covers both U.S. senators and statewide elected officials, including the governor, state controller, and state attorney general, all of whom routinely make their tax returns available.
This would be a good piece of legislation, regardless of who was president, regardless of who was governor. It's coming up now because the historical pattern of top officials releasing their tax returns voluntarily has been broken.
But of course, the focus is on Trump, and Senate sponsor Brad Hoylman says it fills a gap in the U.S. Constitution regarding presidents and their business dealings.
The bottom line is, presidents are not subject to the same conflicts of interest laws as most federal officials and us here in the state legislature. That is why it is so important that we know what President Trump is hiding in his tax returns.
The bill would not require Trump to release his federal tax returns. New York does not have the power to do that. But state tax filings also include attachments for capital gains taxes and pass-throughs for income from business partnerships. Democratic Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey sponsors a bill that would require presidential candidates in the future to release their tax returns in order to qualify for the New York ballot. Fahey says it's especially important to know about the former real estate developer and reality TV star's business dealings as the president issues a tax-cutting proposal for Congress.
He could benefit to the tune of millions and millions of dollars, and the rest of us are just here to speculate on what he might be personally benefiting from with this proposal. If it weren't something we were reading about and living, it would make for a bad novel.
The measures are expected to come to the floor for a vote in the Assembly in the next month, where it could likely pass. The bigger obstacle is the state Senate. It has Democratic sponsors, but Democrats are in the minority there. The Senate is ruled by a coalition of Republicans and independent Democrats. Senate sponsor Hoylman is hopeful that votes will materialize in the Senate due to growing public support. He cites rallies held across the country on April 15th, Tax Day, asking Trump to release his returns.
The public opinion polls show that 80% of Americans want to see the president's tax returns. I think this is drawing a line in the sand.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for the Senate's Independent Democratic Conference says members support the measure and also want to see Trump's tax returns, saying our country deserves to know about the business dealings of our president. A statement from the Independent Democrats' governing partners, the Senate Republicans, was not as encouraging. A spokesman for the GOP says while they are always happy to have a serious discussion about what constitutes sound public policy for the state of New York, the bills sound like a PR stunt. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.